The sugi of Arvis on Mem Chesam and Aleph Mem Chesam Beis and Mirt Hashem Kuf Pei Vav and Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Start with the sugi. The Gemara brings down the Ma'aseh of Shimon ben Shotach that he didn't have anybody to bench for him. So they sent for his wife, sent for Shimon ben Shotach, and he benched for him, drank a cup of wine, and then benched. That's in the Maiso, Kama Kama Dvarim that are turned beer in the Maiso. First of all, the Chayr was ready after the Suda. They're ready holding by benching. Once you're holding by benching, you can't be Mitzaref anybody. How could Shimon Shatach be Mitzaref there? So we shouldn't say, Taka is in the middle of the Suda. That was a chelik of that. Shimon Shatach Lagarmi Udavad. Chalat Tepel, the Achorinim asked, Yanai didn't know how to bench. Obviously, he needed somebody to bench for him. But the mindset was at the end of the day that he drank a cup of wine and then he benched for them. Omar Reb Abba Breder Reb Chia Bar Abba Shim Ben Shotach the Ovid Lagar Miu the Ovad. That Shim Ben Shotach did, he says, Ein Oda Moidele Rashi says, Tashiti Chidoi. Why? Doch Yom Reb Chia Bar Abba Reb Yerichonon Lo'idom Eina Moitzi Yisra Midei Chavoson Ad Shiechol Kizai Is Dogon. The din is to be Moitzi other people with benching. It's Dafka if you had a Kizai Is Dogon. The Shaila is, and if you had a Kizayis Dogon, then what would be the halacha? L'chur l'mashmoy says, you could be Moitzi. However, the shayla is, how could it be Moitzi them? L'chur, you're only M'chui Midarabanan, sometimes the M'chui Midarabanan can't be Moitzi, sometimes M'chui Midaraisal. Shimon Shatach, L'chur, ate a shir Sviyo. If he ate a shir Sviyo, then he's M'chui Midaraisal. Somebody else that eats a shir Kizayis is only M'chui Midarabanan, B'pashtas. That being the case, how would it help that he ate a Kizayis? It's still not mechuyev midaraisa, and he wouldn't be able to be pater Shimon Yanai, who was mechuyev midaraisa. That's the effect of Rishenim. So, truth of the Shitas Yireim is that in Echanami and other common Rishenim that the Sharatin is betayin, that's mekuf peivov, that in Echanami, tak you are mechuyev from a kezayis already. You're mechuyev midaraisa from achilas kezayis. Aye, the Gemara is not mashma like that. For those that remember the Gemara in Daf Chof, the Gemara says, Shal yisa ponem likach sheichad. The Malach Hashem says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "V'le'at Anoisi Ponim LiYisrael." This is Yisrael Shem Ponim Elecho. Omer Lahem Chilei Esa Ponim LiYisrael Shekzaf Lehem Bater V'Chalte V'Savot V'Rachto. So Hashem Lekecha. He Medakt Kimavatzu Nakazay Tzvar Kibeitzo. I was only mechayev them to bench if they ate a shir tzviel, and they're medaktik on themselves to bench ready after kibeitzo or kazay. Mashmoi says medaktik alasmon that there's no chiyuv midaraisa. According to the Reim, there is a chiyuv ready from kazay kibeitzo. So he says in Echanami, after that, what it means over there, V'chalta V'savoto, he medaktikim olatza, means they were medaktik on themselves to darsh in the psukim in an oifin, that it means kizayis kubeitza, which Gemara later on, Machlekes, we'll see exactly how to darsh in the psukim. But in Echanami, once it goes into the drasha sakro, then in Echanami, Rukhuyiv, maybe al derech like mikvois, shir shekogu for yoylebaz arboim so, and arboim so is a darais, even though it's only shir chachamim. The malachas that are also on Cholamayr is also the same thing, Chazal, Darshan, and it goes into the Daraisa. But according to the Reim and Echanami, L'chorro, it's not Shver, the whole question, because as soon as you have a Kezayis and Echanami, you're Chuyim Daraisa. The problem is that Reiv Rishenim will not that way. Rashi brings down the Bahag that says in Echanami that you're right, somebody that eats a Kezayis can only be Moitzi somebody else that eats a Kezayis. And Rashi's Matmiya, he says, how could you say that? For sure, Yane ate more than a Kezayis. Yane ate a Shir Tzviya, for sure. That being the case, the Gemara says that had Shimon ben Shotach been able, had he eaten a kezayis, he would be able to be made to Yanai. Chor Yanai for sure had a shir tzviyo. How could the kezayis, if you hold that somebody that eats a kezayis can't be made to somebody that eats a shir daraiso, how would he be able to be made to you? I thought maybe just possibly could say with Asa Bahag that when it says, Einu Moitzi Sarabim, Lo'ilam Einu Moitzi Sarabim Yidei Chavosan Ad Shiechol Kezayis Dogon. What it means to say is that you have to have at least a kezayis dogon. The hainu, to be made to other people, it's not enough to just have dogon. You have to have also a kezayis dogon. That means if a person has a shir tzviyo in less than a kezayis, what's the halacha? Can you be made to somebody else, yidei chavasa? Are you mechuyiv midaraisa if you have a shir tzviyo in less than a kezayis? A person, he has a very small stomach, and he has a half a kezayis, and now he's sova. Is he mechuyiv midaraisa or not? On that, the Gemara comes to say, no, there's no chiyuv midaraisa ad sheyechol kezayis dogon. You have to have at least a kezayis dogon. But in Echanami, once you have a kezayis dogon, if you're sava, then you'll be able to be moitzi. If you're not sava, then you're talking need more. But in Echanami, when the Gemara meant to say, lo in lo meinu moitzi tzaram yidei chavos, it means you have to have at least a kezayis dogon. It's not enough to have First of all, wine, like Shimon Shatachayin, you have to have dogon. And how much dogon do you have to have? At least a kezayis. That's all the Gemara means to say. But not that every time that you eat a kezayis, you'll be able to be moitzi. If you had a kezayis in your sava, you would be able to be moitzi. The truth is that it's a suffix lahalacha. In Simon Reishiyot, I hope to see it. I know we skipped the last month. Beis Hashem, I hope to see it. It's extremely important, the shurim. Beis Hashem, Mem Tesam and Beis, I hope to get to it. The shurim for Achila. Are you mechuyiv midaraisa if you have less than a kezayis? The Prima Gaon is mechadish that if a person has less than a shear of Achilas Pras, he has a kezayis and pochs and Achilas Pras. But he's sava from it. So he has a shear tzviya, but it took him 10 minutes to eat a kezayis. Is he mechuyiv midaraisa or not? Says the Prima Gaon, and a chanami is mechuyiv. He's mechuyiv. Chazav is avata, you're sava. Who cares that he has less than Achilas Pras? However, the Sharat Sion on the bottom, he says not so pashim, because but savat is not the only word in the pasuk. Gamzel ebrira kuli hay davshir avshi ish kidei svio v'chalta gam kin binan. So shnei the pasuk also v'chalta v'savat. You need a share achilo. V'zel imiku achilo. Kmo yishkas magen avom. Less than a kezayis less the achilas pras. Not considered achilo b'chlam. So he's mistopic. The sharatin is mistopic. Maybe that's good for what the gemara is coming to mechadish. That you talk, I have to have a kezayis dogon. But if you have less than a kezayis, then it's feltzich in the achila shabbat. Even though you have a sviya, it's not enough. You need an achila as well. Maybe you could say, but that's the lahad. Either way, Rashi learns differently. Rashi says no. He's mechadish that as long as you had a kezayis, then you're hagam that you're only mechuyiv midarabanan, mechuyiv bedover kavinan bein. You're still considered mechuyiv bedover, and you're able to pass to somebody that's mechuyiv midaraisa. Fractaisvis, what are you talking about? Lachur on a daraisa dika level, zikr is pater. If you all you had was a kezayis, on a daraisa level, you're pater. So how could you say that you should be kivan sheinu min atura inu moitzi achirim shemuchuyavim? So this fractaisvis, the lachur, on a daraisa dika level, you're not mechuyiv bedover. So if it helped us that you ate a kezayis and you're mechuyiv midarabanan, but that's not mechuyiv badavar kvinan bay on a darabanan dika level, on a daraisa dika level, lachur is still not mechuyiv. How would we be able to pater? B'meila teiz mechadish and chanami, and this is how kam rishenim go, that really Yitaka don't even need a kezayis. Even if you didn't eat pachlal, you're able to pater somebody else with birch hazamazin, al tadin ko yisrael arivim zelazeh. And since it's a din arvis, even if you didn't eat pachlal, you're able to pater him. So why do we talk and eat a kezayis? Why do you have to eat? Ainu moitzi zechayim b'dein chavasa nat sheikho kezayis dogon. On that basis it says, that's a zayit gedin. To be able to say, baruch shachanu mishaloi, you can only say shachanu if you had a kezayis. If you had a kezayis, if you didn't have a kezayis, you can say baruch shachanu. So in a chanami, meikir dedino, ba'etzem, you should be able to pater somebody else, even if you didn't eat pachlal. Kedei, to be able to say baruch shachanu, then you have to have a kezayis. We heard before that if you're not being mezamen and saying baruch shachanu, and you only want to pater one other person, then in a chanami, according to Tosis, lechor, there would be no problem. The shaila is, the achrayim ask, that lechor, to say baruch shachalnu, the marshayas, to say baruch shachalnu mishaloi, you don't need a kezayis dogon. Even if you have less than a kezayis dogon, you're able to say baruch shachalnu. That's the best in the way that we pass in the halacha l'maisa. You're able to be mitzdarif, even without a kezayis dogon. V'yesh liyashiv v'ayim barosh, says the Marsha. What's the V'yesh liyashiv? So you could say that Betz and the Marsha asks from Tesis on Omer Aleph. Tesis on Omer Aleph says that a Kezayis Yerek, there are those that say that a Kezayis Yerek could be mitzdarif to three people. Even the Gemara says that a Kezayis Yerek is mitzdarif to nine, and doesn't say that a Kezayis Yerek, somebody ate a Kezayis Yerek could be mitzdarif to two people to make a Zeman of three. However, L'chura, it's Mavur in the Yerushalmi that you could, and therefore you should be able to as well. You say Baruch Shachalnu. He says not only that, he says even if you drink. He says, I say baruch shachanu, no, shtiyah b'chlal achilo, it's not a problem. And as long as you say, there's no problem as long as you could say baruch shachanu, it doesn't make a difference what you ate. However, then he brings down the shita, said, hold not that way. V'asar mikutzi mifarish, dein alech ha'goyis ha'braiso. So it could be that according to the sar mikutzi, if Tais is going, being choshev for the sar mikutzi, then in Echnami to be mezamen with three people, Yutaka would not be able to have a kezayis yerek. So to be able to say baruch shachanu mishaloi, if you have only three people, ken zayin that Tosfos holds that Yutaka have to have it dafka kezayis dogon and not a kezayis yerek. The way that Tosfos goes possibly says the mitzacheni, the marsha says ayin barash. The Rush, he says for two reasons. Two reasons you have to have a kezayis dagon. The first reason is because you have to have something which will be able to be mevarach on berachas hamazon. It's not enough to have a kezayis of something else. You have to have a dafka kezayis dagon because you have to have a bracha lacharel, and a bracha you have to be shaykh to the bracha berachas hamazon. Also, he says Yerushalmi says v'chalta v'savolta v'rachta misha achal yivarech. Dafka, there's a din that when you get to berachas hamazon, only the person that ate he could bench. But without that, there's no din of arvus lachero to pater somebody else if you didn't eat. So it's kenzan, it's only din derabanan. That's lachero how it goes. But pashtus in parak mishmesu, he says midarabanan you have to eat a kezayis. It's mavura in the rush that hagam that there is a din of arvus and miikur a din midaraisa you taker able to mitzi somebody else without even eating. However, midarabanan there's two reasons why you have to eat a little bit. You have to eat either because Chazal or Mezak and they have to eat a little bit, they should be Mechuyev and a Bracha, Midr Abanan at least. Or because Yerushalmi says, V'chalta V'savot Evrachta, there's a smachta that you have to have, Misha Ochal, Hu Yivarech. It could be that what Marsha means to say is that Tais is going like that as well. When Tais says, V'kazayis Dogen in a Tzarech, Ela Shiyuch Aloy Mar Shachanu Mishaloi, the Kenzan, what he means to say is that Chazal or Mesakin, Al Tzedin of Zimun, that you have dafka to be moitzi achirim b'dei chayvatan, you taka have to have a kezayis. In other words, it doesn't mean dafka that you should be able to answer shachan mishalei. We're talking about being moitzi others yedei chayvatan. To be moitzi others yedei chayvatan, it's not enough. Even if you want to say that a kezayis yerek is enough to be mitzdarif to two people, but to be moitzi achirim yedei chayvatan, ken zayin you need dafka kezayis of dagon, that you should be mechuyev maybe the cholapachos mid rabbanon or to be yoytz the din v'chalta v'savot v'rachta. So you're right. The prek the marshal to be able to say baruch shachanu mishaloi, you don't need the kezayis dagon. It's enough kezayis yerek, like we see in the Gemara in Omer Aleph. And the answer is you're right. If you're just being mitzdarif and you want to say baruch shachanu mishaloi, that's enough to be able to just say baruch shachanu mishaloi if you have a kezayis yerek. However, if you want to say be moitzi achirim yidei chayvasan, and then you want to say baruch shachanu mishaloi, that's what we're talking about. In the case of like the Gemara says, that's dafk if you have a kezayis dagon. Okay, that's lachera. She says we have the Urayim that holds that if you ate a kezayis, you're mechuyev midarais at the bench, and that's why you can be moitzi other people. We have the bahag that holds no, somebody that has a kezayis is only able to be moitzi somebody that ate a kezayis, but not able to be moitzi somebody that ate a kezayis. We have Rashi that holds once you're mechuyev badavar midarabanan, then you can be moitzi somebody midarais. And we have Taisus and the Rosh that hold that you don't have to be Mechuyev Bechlal. Midaraisa, there's a din of Arvis, and you're able to be Moitzi somebody even if you didn't eat Bechlal. Why do you have to have a Kezayis? Only a Zayit to get in. Of Chalta V'Savot that says, you should be able to say Baruch Shachanu. And the Shaila is, what do Rashi and the Bahag, who don't hold of the din of Arvis, what do they do with the din of Kol Yisrael Rim Zelazer? How come over here, by the din of Birchus HaMazon, there's no din that you're able to pass to somebody else without eating? Rashi says, you have to first be Mechuyev Midarabanan. Once you're mechuyim with the rabbanon, then mechuyim with avakinam bay. What if you're mechuyim with the rabbanon? What happened to the din of arvus and the bahag as well? What happened to the din of arvus? Why does he say that somebody that ate a kezayis is only able to be moitzi somebody that ate a kezayis? You don't even have to eat a kezayis; you can moitzi somebody that ate a kezayis to be on. L'chor, this is the din of arvus. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Daf Chavtes Amar Aleph." When was the din of arvus said? When do we say Kol Yisrael Reivin Zelizeh? The Gemara says, "By Berach Hamitzvos we say." Something which you're mechuyev badaver, peches anatilas lulav ukedeme. You're mechuyev badaver. Memela, you are an arid for the other person for him to be mekayim his mitzvah, and therefore, if he can't make the bracha, you can make the bracha for him. Says the Gemara. However, birchas hayayin or birchas hamaitzi, you can't be pater somebody else. Rashi says, why is that? Because it's a birchas anenin, and therefore, because it's a birchas anenin, therefore. You're not mechuyev badaver. The whole din of arvus is I'm mechuyev and you're mechuyev. If you haven't pat your chiyev, I can help you pat your chiyev. But if we're talking about eating something like chatchila, you want to have a candy, you want to make a shakal, you're not mechuyev to have the candy. And since you're not mechuyev badaver, you can't tell me that I'm an arev for you to be mekayim your mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to do it before. If you're mechuyev, you have to take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Then memela, I'm allowed to make a bracha for you because you're mechuyev badaver, and I'm mechuyev to make sure that you're mekayim your mitzvah. But never by a birchas anenin are you mechuyev badaver. And since by never by a birchas anenin are you mechuyev to eat, you don't have to eat. No one told you have to eat. Since you're not, you never have to eat this. Memela, it's considered ain mechuyev badaver, and I can't pater you. Gemara says, however, in a case where you have a birchas anenin that you are mechuyev, then in Echanami you'll be able to do Maitzi. For example, Hamaitzi Lechem in Aretz on Leila Seder. Kenzan also the first night of Sukkot. The Yimachuyiv Minatoriti Ipas. Or Kiddush on Leil on Friday night. The Chorid is these, even if it's a, or if you have Kiddush Friday, Shabbos day, that it's just a Birchas Hanenin, Great Priyagofen, or it's Hamaitzi Lechem in Aretz in addition to the Alachilas Matzo. These brachos, you're Machuyiv to make the brachoy, because you're Machuyiv to have Matzo. Mele could pater. Why? You are Machuyiv Badaver. The whole reason of Birchas Hanenin, there's no din of Arvis, is because you're Machuyiv Badaver. If I find you a Birchas Hanenin that you're Machuyiv Badaver, then in Echnami, there'd be a din of Arvis. The shayla is, what's with Birchas Hamazon? How do we don Birchas Hamazon? Birchas Hamazon is a Birchas Hamitzvah, it's a Birchas Hanenin. If you'd ask me, I would say maybe it's a Birchas Hashvach, it's all nothing. What is it? How do we don Birchas Hamazon? Mitzad echad, b'pashas, you say it's a Birchas Hamitzvah. It's the only bracha we know in the entire Torah, maybe Birchas HaTorah, the Chofalot. But the only one that's Mefurish Baterah, the only bracha that's Mefurish Baterah, is Birchas Hamazon. V'chalto v'savato v'rachto. L'chor b'pashas, that's one of the Targum Mitzvahs, that's a Birchas Hamitzvah. However, it's different than every other Birchas Hamitzvah. Every other Birchas Hamitzvah is to make a bracha before Mekayim the Mitzvah. Asher k'dishon mitzvah tzvonu, al netilas luv. And then you Mekayim the Mitzvah. Here, the etzem bracha is the Mitzvah. It's like Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush on Friday night, the bracha itself is the Mitzvah. Can we don Birchas Hamazon like a Birchas Hamitzvah? Or, it's not considered Birchas Hamitzvah. It itself is a Mitzvah. To say that it's a Birchas Hamitzvah, the Choril, maybe it's a little bit sure. We saw the Rabbeinu Yoinah. Rabbeinu Yoinah names on. He says that it's a din arvis. There is a din arvis by Birchas Hamazon. However, he says you still have to eat. Why is that? Because it's like a Birchas Hanenin. The Lashon Rabbeinu Yoinah is, he says, Avo Pishu Yotze Moitzi, there's a din of Arvus, Ela Shebirchas Haninen Eino Yochel Avarach Ad Sheyene. He says, by Birchas Hamazon, even though there's a din of Arvus, nevertheless, you still have to be Nene. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Hazokin Metar Tzvayimer, Shafilu Misha Chayiv Min Atero, Amru Shemoitzi. B'tayim of the Milsa, even somebody that's Mechuyim Min Araisa, somebody that didn't eat is able to be Moitzi. B'tayim of the Milsa, Mipnei Shemin Adin Hoyo, Shafilu Misha Einu Ochol Klal Yiftar Sachirim. Kol Yisrael Arim Zeleze, B'tayim Yikar Adin, even somebody that doesn't eat Pachlal, his mutter has the Yecholis to pass to somebody else in Birchas Hamazon. Ela Shebirchas Hanenin Einu Yochol Avar, Chachiyenu. He says, you have a different issue. It's a Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin, you have to be Nenin first. Mashmoyis of Rabbeinu Yoinah is that it's a Birchas Hanenin. The Shaila is, besides the fact, where do we have a Birchas Hanenin? Like the Chushi Yad Shemetz, where do you have a Birchas Hanenin that you mevarach the Birchas Hanenin after you eat, as opposed to before you eat? But L'chor is Shver. Kol kama that it's a Birchas Hanenin, the Gemara says Mefurish, that by Birchas Hanenin, there's no din of Arvis. How could it be that he tells you that there's a din of Arvis, but since it's a Birch Zanenin, so you have to be Nenin? Maman of Shach, if it's a Birch Zanenin, then you don't have to be Nenin. Then it's a Birch Zanenin, then it's not Shaykh Arvis Bechlal. How could you say it's Shaykh Arvis, but since it's a Birch Zanenin, therefore you have to be Nenin? On the Tzad, that it's a Birch Zanenin, it's not Shaykh Arvis. And the Chorda Shad is, like we just said before in the Gemara, that any Birch Zanenin that you're Mechuyiv in Echram is going to be din of Arvis. So Kokama that you ate already, and now you're Mechuyiv to bench, you're right. You didn't have a Chiyiv to eat in the first place. So on the Bracha Rishayna, there's no Din of Arvis, because you're not Mechuyiv to eat. You're about to put it in your mouth. Oh, you're Mechuyiv to be Mevarach. No one told you to put it in your mouth. Don't put it in your mouth. But if you already put it in your mouth, and now you're ready full, and you want to bench, then in Echrami, you're talking Mechuyiv. Then you can't say that you shouldn't be Nene and not be Mechuyiv. You already ate already. Once you already ate, then you're Mechuyiv Adavar. You're Mechuyiv to Pat Yerchiv. Memela says Rabbeinu Yoinah, you have a Birchas Hanenin, it's like a Birchas Hanenin that you're Mechuyev boy. A Birchas Hanenin that a person Mechuyev to make in Echanami, that's Shaykh Adin of Arvis. So even if you don't say that it's a berachas mitzvah, you think it's a berachas hananin, but kokam that it's a berachas hananin, you're mechuyev to make, then in echlam, it's shaych harvest. The ritva says a little bit different. He says, it's doim ktas a berachas hananin because it's on hano, since you're nanin. Where do we ever find the berachas hananin that's afterwards, like the Lushian Shishim says? Agav, just to, for the Erlum Dech, remembers, on Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara says, how do we know that a person mechuyev in a bracha rishayna? There's no makor for bracha rishena. Bracha rishena, we at least have a pasuk in the Torah. Bracha rishena, where does it ever say that you're mechuyev in a bracha rishena? Rashi, Gemara says, Svaru aser la adam shiyanim in oilam hazeh b'lei bracha. Rashi says, El svaru kimin de nehne tzarech lahoides lemisha brom. Since you're nehne, then you have to be moida. Now that the lashon of kimin shenehne is mashma that you were already nehne. It's mashma that it's a svar that applies even to bracha achrenu. Even in the case where you ate fruit and you're not mechuyev midaraisa to make a bracha achrenu, the svara says you're mechuyev not just the bracha rishena, also bracha achrenu. The svara of asal la'adam shena me'elam azeh is not just the svara according to Rashi. You're going to get the bracha rishena. Mashmoy says even going to get the bracha achrenu. The Maimar Muslim. Either way, l'chor we asked, what's benching? Is benching a din? We asked, why do Rashi and the Bahag hold that there's no din of arvus by benching? So we say, what is the din of benching? Is benching is birch zamaz and birch the mitzvahs, or is it birch zanenin? The pashas you say it's a birch the mitzvahs because one of the tarik mitzvahs. However, lemaisa rabbeinu yirina, another say ritva says that it's like a birch zanenin, but it's a birch zanenin that you're mechuyev by because you already ate. So once you're mechuyev to bench, then the shayach harvest on a birch zanenin. We can say that's guva pshat in Rashi and the Bahag. You weren't mechuyev to put yourself into the matziv that you got to the benching in the first place. You're right now that you ate already. You're mechuyev b'davar, but you weren't mechuyev to put yourself in that place in the first place. So memela, there's no din of arvus. The din of arvus that we have is like a din that we say b'negeh to, let's say, netilas luluf. Netilas luluf, you're mechuyev, everybody's mechuyev on tesvav tishrei to take a luluf. Memela, it's not up to you to decide whether or not you want to be mechuyev b'davar or not. There's a din of arvus. Masha'inkin, eating and benching, agam that if you ate already, you're now mechuyev to bench, but you never had to get into that place in the first place. And therefore, there's no din of arvus. Maybe a little bit more, to be masber. The Meiri says, what's the vart of arvus? The vart of arvus is that, kokama, that I'm a chuyev badover, and you're a chuyev badover, and I'm a chuyev to make sure that you're mekayim your mitzvah, then it's ki'ilu as if I wasn't mekayim my mitzvah till everybody in Klal Yisrael is mekayim their mitzvah. So in Tesvav Tishrei, you took the luluf. There's still etvas, you're still missing part of your mitzvah until Gans Klal Yisrael is mekayim their mitzvah, netilas luluf. So, if that's the case, you're still mechuyev adavar. You're missing part of your kiyum mitzvah. Since you're missing part of your kiyum mitzvah, you're allowed to make a bracha to be maisi, somebody else who has to be mekayim the mitzvah. Because you're be'ethem mechuyev adavar. But when it comes to benching, you can't tell me that I'm mechuyev adavar and therefore I wasn't yoytzi my chiyev until he benches. Until I have to make sure to bench for him. I was never mechuyev to bench in the first place. It's not like lulav that we're all mechuyev at the same time. Sherif, we're all mechuyev at the same time. Kiddush, we're all mechuyev in the same time. This is, if you ate, then you're mechuyev badavar. But I never got there in the first place. I never ate. I was never mechuyev badavar. Maybe, diktuk la'nini atam, as the Rosh says. It says, afopi, the Klal Gemara says, is afopi sheyotza maitzi. Even though you were yotzi already, or chiyev, then you can be maitzi somebody else. It's dafka those mitzvahs that were all mechuyev, and you were already yotzi or chiyev. But if you didn't have the chiyev in the first place, then it doesn't pass to be maitzi somebody else. It's not afapish yachol lotis, afapish yachol avarech moitzi. If you were yotze already, it's not considered as if you were yotze because Gans Klal Yisrael wasn't yotze yet. But if you're never mechuyev b'davar in the first place, I didn't eat yet. How can you tell me I'm arev for you to make sure that you bench? I'm not mechuyev b'davar. I didn't eat. Meila ken zayin Rashi and the Bag hold that by benching the taker is no din of arvus. But l'chor, what's going to come out according to this is what's by a brach a mitzvah kiyumis. Tzitzis. Is there a din of arvus by tzitzis? Can I make a bracha and pater somebody else if he doesn't, if he can't make a bracha? Do we say? So if the vart is like we're saying now, that the din of arvus is that since the person was mechuyev badavar and I'm mechuyev badavar, so therefore I could be maitzim. In the case where I'm not mechuyev badavar, a bit secumus, you're not mechuyev to put on tzitzis your entire life. If you have dal kanfes, if you have a beged of dal kafes, then you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. But kokama that you don't have such a beged, you're not mechuyev b'chol. The chur shouldn't be. You shouldn't be able to be mitzvah somebody else. with a bracha. What? Birth and end, for sure not. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says in a Chanami, you're not allowed to. You can't be unless you're eating as well. Then there's a din of Shemei Karina. I don't have to come with the din of Arvis. The din of Shemei Karina. Well, let's. Oh, you're right. In a Chanami, by tzitzis for sure. The question is, can I pater somebody else if I'm not putting on tzitzis? He's about to be misatim b'tzitzis, and I make the bracha misatim b'tzitzis for him, even though I'm not putting on my tzitzis. Solomon was not learning Dershim. In the Simin Ches, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that you're allowed to. You're allowed to. You could be might see somebody else by tzitzis. He says not only if you're putting on tzitzis and he's putting on tzitzis, Sifton Chafalas. Not only if you're putting on tzitzis and he's putting on tzitzis, could it be might see somebody else? He says even without that, even if he's not putting on tzitzis, even if you're not putting on tzitzis and he's putting on tzitzis, al tadin of kol yisrael even zelazeh in a chanam, you're able to pater him. That's it. It's a kumis. How does it work? The Tzvus Shor in your Adel, he talks about shechita, the same thing. Can you make a bracha for somebody else's being sheichet? In Simon Aleph. It's never ma'akiv, l'maisa. Ein Rav Ayilev, but it's never ma'akiv. The ma'isa, by shechita, is the same thing. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's not a mitzvah kiyubis. You never have to shech. Can you make a bracha for somebody else who's shechting? Big machlekes achrenim there. It's the Tzvus Shor in Simon Aleph in Yerodeo. Sevkotin and Tess. He says that a mitzvah kiyumis, you're right in a chanami, you're not mechuyi badavar, but a person shouldn't pater himself. If he has the ability, opportunity to make a mitzvah, you shouldn't pater yourself. Don't look for a way to pater yourself. As a matter of fact, Gemara Menachem says that manishin alav be'idin rizcha, that a person gets an einish be'idin rizcha at a time that it's a matzav sakana, if a person isn't mekayim a mitzvah, even though he's not mechuyi badavar. If you weren't mekayim an essay, tzitzis, let's say kedema, then a person gets an einish. Since a person gets an einish, then there's a din of arvis. Then save the guy from the einish. And Mameila, a shaykh arvis by such a thing, even by such a mitzvah. The truth is that it's really, the Rishonim bring down, it's not so pasha. It would seem. The halacha is, the mitzvah in Chof Testament base, he talks about, can you make a bracha for women? It happens to anybody that lays the Megillah for women, or Blue Shafer for women. It's different, maybe different bracha. But can you make a bracha for the woman or not? So by Megillah, maybe they're Mechuyev Adavar. But Shafer, they're not Mechuyev Adavar. Something that they're not Mechuyev Adavar, it's Mitzvah Zeish Hazman Grama. Can you make a bracha to pater them? They're being Mekayim the mitzvah, but they're not Mechuyev Adavar. Is there din arvis on a birchas mitzvah that they're not Mechuyev by? Says the Ritva. Mikomokom avala itzien im yotza inam avarach. He says, somebody that's come to me, moitzi nashim yidei chayvasan, he shouldn't be mevarach for them. The kivin derishusi, havalei kibirchas aninim, shein moitzi lachirim, a bracha, like a moitzi la'atzmai. Since it's a rishus, you're right at the bracha, it's a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah, that's a rishus. A mitzvah, that's a rishus. Somebody else, there's no din of arvis. V'yeshirim d'hocha kivin d'olav rishus gomerhu, though ikat sad mitzvah, v'shal levarach. So those that say, no, l'mais, it's a mitzvah. You're right that in a chanami, it's not like a birchas, you're not mechuyev adavar, but it's not like a birchas aneinu. Birchas aneinu is not a mitzvah at all. This is the whole part of the mitzvah. V'arishin nochon yoser. V'kach chas Rabbeinu Ephraim. That's how he paskins, kach chas Rabbeinu Ephraim. And in Benigeret HaShofer, in Tav Kuf Peites, that's how l'mais of the Ramah paskins. The Ramah paskins, in Tav Kuf Peites Sefei, that you should not make the bracha for the woman. Because of this reason, look on the Dakar Maishi says it. Because they're not Mechuyev Adavar. Since they're not Mechuyev Adavar, in a Chanami, you shouldn't be a Kebracha for them. So the Chur of the Mashmois is that by Birchas and Mitzvahs, at least according to the Ritva and according to the Ramah, that by Birchas and Mitzvahs, that you're not Mechuyev in, if it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis in a Chanami, a person should not be Maitzi, somebody else that's not Mechuyev Adavar, also Din of Arvis. The question is, the thing is that it's a much bigger thing. It's not the same thing. And that's why it's shaykh to paskin be'etzem like this and like that. Even though the Mishnah Berurah brings on others, v'negeiah tashofer as well. But it's not the same thing. Why is it not the same thing? Because by tzitzis, in a chanami, the person is not mechuyev to put on a pair of tzitzis. But kokama that you have such a beged, then you're mechuyev adar. Zikr, there is a mitzvah chiyuvis once you have such a beged. Mashenkin by shofer, a woman is never mechuyev. Even if she does it, there's never a masif that she's ever mechuyev adar. So you could say that even though there's a din of arvis benegea to the tzitzis, however, that's only because they're be'etim shayach achiv. It's shayach by the mechiv. Mashenga by shayach, it's not shayach achiv. Kinzayim v'das Rashi, the Tzaka no chilek between them. And according to Rashi, there's never a case, never a din of Arvis, Kokamba, that you put yourself into that matziv in a chanami, there's never a din of Arvis. And Mamela, when it come out, that by Birchas HaMazon, since Lamaisa, you didn't have to eat in the first place, you're right now that you ate, you're in such a matziv that you're Mokhuya Badavar. However, you could say that maybe Rashi and the Bahag hold, like this Ritva, and they take it all the way. Any time that you're not Mokhuya Badavar, you're right now that you're in the situation, you are Mokhuya to bench. But since you never had to get to that situation in the first place, the Meila, there's no Din of Arvis, and therefore Rashi had to come up to the Chiddush that Dafka, if you're Mechuyah Badover Midar Abanan, then you can Pater Midar Aizna. But the Din of Arvis, in Chanami, according to Rashi, Kenzan, there will be no Din of Arvis.
It's a personal person,
Kaddish and Isha. Kaddish and Isha. There's a mitzvah Kriv Rivya. You want to know if you can be Mekayim with a Pilegish, without Kiddushin, without Ksuba. You need Kiddushin. What? Yeah, the question is what Ayin Shem Tvusho. He handled that. He's mitzayin that. He's mechalik. What the bracha is over there? Very good. All right. That's maybe a little bit in the sugya. Go to the halacha lemaisa. Kuf Peivov. The mechaber says. Noshim chayavas birchas amazin v'sofiku imein chayavas midaraisim. Mitzias ha'noshim imein chayavas amidarbanim and mitzias alamishin chiyuv alamidarbanim. Find the kamon meaning zimun shalehem. Lamaisa, it's a machlokes rishonim. How do we paskin? It's a bayidli yifshita in the Gemara bepashtis on daf chafam at beis whether or not noshim are mochiyuv midaraisa or midarabanan. The Gemara says what's the nachgemino? They could be mitzi anoshim yidei chayvasim. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't say the Pashat HaChilek, the Chernim asked, Kiveger and others asked, why didn't Gemara say the Nachmin is whether or not when they're a Safi? You want to know if the Mechim of the Rais, Mechim of the Rabbanan. If they have a Safi, whether or not they bench. If the Mechim of the Rais, they have to bench again. Mechim of the Rabbanan, not. That the Gemara didn't say. The Gemara said, what's the Nachmin? The Nachmin is whether or not they're able to be Maitzi Anashim Yidei Chavasan. The Gemara lives by Pashat HaBayit Leif Shito. There are Kama Vekama Rishenim that learn that, no, they are Mechim of the Rais. The Gemara's patient afterwards, the Bir Alacha by us, and Kofei Vav brings down a whole list of Rishenim that hold the Zaka Mechuyim Midaraisa. Rabbeinu Yehuda, we saw, holds that they're only Mechuyim Midarabanan. The Mechaber Paskins, like the Gemara, that it's a Safik, like the Rambam, it's a Safik. And Memela, since it's a Safik, therefore, they, I mean, Safik, they wouldn't be able to pater a Anoshim Yedei Chavosin. Now, what's the halacha by a woman who has a Safik whether or not she benched? What should she do, Lamaisa? So we saw what Kiviger says. That it's a Sfek Sveka. It's a Safik whether or not they're Mechuyim Midarabanan Midaraisa. On the Tzad that they're Mechuyim Midarabanan, Safik Midarabanan Kula. On the Tzad, it's a Safik Midaraisa, he says, it's a Safik whether or not they're Mechuyim Midaraisa. And even if they are Mechuyim Midaraisa, Ken Zayn, that she benched already. That's considered a Sfek Sveka. Since it's a Sfek Sveka, therefore, they don't have to bench again. The Shaar Ephraim, who the Mishnah Berurah quotes, says, not that way, doesn't say Ein Sham Taima. He says, it's not really a Sfek Sveka. What's your suffix? Your suffix is Ishi Mechuyiv Midaraisa. It says the way that he starts is the other way around, but it's really the same thing. He says, did she bench or did she not bench? Even if she didn't bench, but maybe she's not Mechuyiv Midaraisa. That's better than what the suffix is. Even if she didn't bench, maybe she's not Mechuyiv Midaraisa. But she's Mechuyiv Midarabanan. What is it going to help you? On the side that she didn't bench, you always have a Chiyiv Midarabanan. That's not really a suffix, Veiko. You're always going to get stuck on that side. That on the tzad that she didn't bench, maybe how did Rabbi Vegas say it? Is she mechuyev midaraisa or not? Even if she's mechuyev midaraisa, maybe she benched. But on the tzad at the first tzad, is she mechuyev midaraisa or not? Maybe she's not mechuyev midaraisa, but she's mechuyev midarabanan. How is it going to help you? You always have that tzad. She's mechuyev midarabanan. She's not mechuyev midaraisa. She's mechuyev midarabanan. So it's really only one suffix. Did she bench or did she not? On the tzad that she didn't bench, then she's for sure mechuyev either midaraisa or midarabanan. And Mamela, he says that you're mechuyev to bench. The Chai Adam, Chai Nitzke Mechai Adam. What's that? But we don't know if she is. We don't know if she's Mechuyim Midarabanan or not. How do you get rid of the Tzad of the Daraisa? On the Tzad of the Daraisa, then you're stuck. What's the Svek signal? Svek Svek you need. Maybe she's Mechuyim Midarabanan and then she has the Tzad of the Daraisa. You're right. But maybe she's Mechuyim Midarabanan. How do we get out of that? Maybe she benched already, and maybe she's. What's the other tzad? Maybe she's not mechuyev midaraisa. Even if she didn't bench, maybe she's not mechuyev midaraisa. But she's mechuyev midarabanan. On the tzad that she. That's not a suffix then. That's not a suffix. That's on the tzad that maybe she didn't bench. That's on the suffix. If you're only handling a suffix derabbanan, but on the tzad of the raisa, you're always going to be stuck with one tzad that she's mechuyev. The Chayyim says a different thing. He says that Abayid Levshita is not nichnas. The Prichadish says Abayid Levshita is not nichnas together a suffix. Klapeis tzek sveiko. The Bir Allah Chal Maisa brings down a whole list of Rishonim that say that she's mechuyev mid raisa. That the Lamaisa Maskanas the Gemara is that a woman is mechuyev mid raisa. So what do you do, Lamaisa? Mishabura says, not clear. Mishabura says, Mikol Malkum Nira, that Reitzel Lismay Chaldas Shar Ephraim Vesiyate Ein Limchiz Biyodem. By Mir Alacha. If you want to be Seimich on the Shar Ephraim, to bench again, Ein Limchiz Biyodem. Lamaisa, the Kaf HaChaim says, the best Eitzel is, one of two Eitzels, ask somebody else to be Maitzel, that's such a possibility. Or if not, she should wash again, without a bracha. Make a hamaitzi because she's sure Messiah Das, if she thinks she might have benched, she's sure Messiah Das, and have a kezayis. Eat a kezayis, and then bench again, and have in mind for your, if you didn't bench last time, do you want to be yetzi everything from beforehand? If neither of those are a possibility, as we'll see, some women, after they eat, they're not putting down a kezayis. And if they do, it's a chilagasa, and that we saw in Kufta Design, that a chilagasa, you don't make a bracha rishayin, a bracha achreina. So Mamela, that's not a possibility. And they don't have somebody to be mighty them. What do you do in such a case? Should she bench or should she not bench? So I saw that the Bezleis HaBrachanim is on that in Echnami you should bench. And I saw that the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, they bring down from Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Banner brings down from Shlomo Zalman, that that there's a reason why they should bench anyhow. That woman shouldn't be mezalzel in the bracha birchas hamazon. If you're going to tell them that when they're suffering, you don't have to bench, then they're going to say, "Oh, we're not really mechuyev b'davar," and therefore it's better off that they bench. In other words, it's not stam asvara. Betzam, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Inglim chayz biyadam." Somebody wants to be miko. It sounds from the Bir Halacha he's being mitzad that they should bench because it's kamekan rishonim that they should. You want to know what should we do lamaisa? It's better taka to go that way so they shouldn't be mezalzel in birchas hamazon. The Zayza Bracha brings down a golf from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu who says that the Svardim, the meaning of the Svardim is taka not to bench again. The Kaf HaChaim says not to. He says to do one of these two Eitzes of asking somebody else to have a Kazayis. And the Ben Yishchai in Kukas says not to. He brings up from the Chavadat, says not to as well. And therefore, they go that you shouldn't, since the Maisa is a Safik, Elim Chayz Biyadeh. Well, the chatchila taka not to bench in such a case. That would be the chero. I think the lamaisa the. It's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Harait zelitz mechaldas hashar afraim isyatoi in limchis biyatoi." In the Bir Halacha, when he brings it down, he says, "Alki nir leniyaz daiti dasem mechaldas hashar afraim v'shara achreinu matzich leishalas levarich lohifsid lohifsid." Not just the Ein Limchiz Biyodeh, the Kilo. If they want to do it, don't stop him. No, Lehifsit, Fakert. Sounds like more of a tzad. That would be the Pashat Mashmois. And Mamela, I think that is how women are Naik, if they're not able to. Lamaisa, too, that they should taka bench again. Taka should bench again. Now, what's with a woman who doesn't have Shir Tzviyah? Oh, not only that, sorry. Just to be wasted one other thing. We asked beforehand. The Gemara says, what's the Nafkamina if a woman is Chayvi Deraisa or not? Gemara says to be moitzi anoshim yidei chayvasim. In fact, the achrenim kivayger and others. When you just say that the nafmin is going to get a suffix, kam achrenim are mitzadeh that since they have a cheskas chiyuv, then memeila they ate it for sure and they don't know if they passed it. Then a suffix derabanan with a cheskas chiyuv can zani mechuyev anyhow. Even if you want to be mitzadeh derais and a mechuyev, but since you have a suffix derabanan, but you have a cheskas chiyuv, can zani mechayev tzayvisay, which is another tzad to be mechayev woman in this case. What's that? By brain punches, we say the same thing. So, Kokama, that the Etzem Bracha is not a Bracha Midaraisa. Maybe we're not, it's not saying the same thing. What? No, Zikr the Bracha, we find the Musik of the Bracha is the Bracha Daraisa. But in Kokama, Kenzan, according to that, maybe Taka would be. Maybe Taka would be. There wouldn't be a Svara when you get the Bracha Zamazan here. There wouldn't be a Svara. There's more of a Svara that with the Cheska Schiva, the Darabonim, together with the Savi Daraisa, to go ahead and be Machayiv. For sure. It's an added tzad in and of itself in Echlami is a svar. An added tzad, if you have a suffix, to take the chesed chiyuv. Leave that chart. Sif beis. Kotan chayim in the rabbanon kedei lechanchoi vahida ben bevarach la'aviv k'shloi ochal la'av kedei tzviyah she'ina chayim in the rabbanon. A kotan is only mechuyiv in the rabbanon, but he is mechuyiv in the rabbanon to bench, and he would be able to be mighty somebody else that didn't eat a shear tzviyah is only mechuyiv in the rabbanon. So to a woman would be able to, as the Shaar HaTzim points out, it's a foul. A woman that had for sure she had a Shir Tzviya, but even if she only had a Kezayis, she's Mechoyim Midarabanan, she's allowed to be made to somebody else who didn't have a Shir Tzviya, is only Mechoyim Midarabanan. What's the story with a child who has a Safak Manan at the bench? This happened to me last week. Last week, my son asked me, 8-year-old, he doesn't remember if he benched. What should he do? So to me, it was Pashit that it's a Safak Midarabanan Lakulam. They're only Mechoyim in benching Midarabanan, and therefore, Safak Midarabanan Lakulam. Hagam, that he had a Shir Tzviya, and had he been a Godel, he'd be Mechuyiv Midarais at the bench. And if he had a Safik, he'd be say Safik Darais al Chumra. But in this case, Lamais is only Darabana. And therefore, Lachar is Safik Darabana al Kulam. So I told him if he wants to, he could have another Kezayis. Make a Moiti and have another Kezayis if he wants to, and bench. Well, then he's Mechuyiv to, he's not Mechuyiv to. 5 minutes later, he comes back to me and says, I tackle, remember, I tackle bench. Okay, we got out of here. I was speaking to someone. After the shayla came up, I was speaking to someone. He told me, no, he thinks that the taket should go back. The whole reason he has to bench is also din chinuch. If he'd be a gadol, then in a chinam, he's such a master, he'd have to bench. It would be a safik d'arayis lachom, he'd have to bench again. To me, it was pasha not that way. Lamaisa itself brought down from Shlomo Zalman, and a bunch of the Shari Bracha brings down from Shlomo Zalman, another two or three pleskis manenu. We're talking to say that. Say like the Talmud Chacham said, not like I said. That in a chanami, since the whole din is a din of chinuch, and in such a massive, the child, had he been a gadol, he would be mechuyev to bench, again, al safik darais al chumra, therefore he is mechuyev to. Why we say that, and we look at the fact that he's a saveya, and we don't look at the fact that, look at the massive. The massive is that he ate, and he's mechuyev in benching me the rabbanon. A gadol who eats, and is mechuyev in benching me the rabbanon, as a safik, doesn't have to bench. Safik Darabana Lakula. The person didn't have Kedei Tzviya. Why? No, nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman Nemdon, they know, you're Mechuyiv Badavar, we done the Matziv. Not the Safik, but the Matziv of the Achilo, and Kokama, that the Matziv is the Matziv that had Kedei Tzviya, and had he been a Gadol, he'd be Mechuyiv, the Mamela of the Chinuch, he says he's also Mechuyiv Badavar. That's the bring down. Interesting, to me it's a Chiddush, but as I didn't see anybody that says like me, so. It's a common place in the Tenatari, and Shal brought them from Chaim also, he said not that way. Correct. Safi Darbana Lakula means that you don't have an option, as Mishapur says, in a few places, because there's always the Leisiso. There's always the Chashash. You can't be Machmer. Generally, if you want to be Machmer, you could be Machmer and do a Darabanan. But by Bracha, it's not that way, because the Chashash of the Raisa of Leisiso. There's no problem, Kokama, that it's only if you're not Mechuyev Badavar. That there's a problem of Leisisa. But Kokama that din chinuch, there's a chiyuv for him to make a bracha, and there's no problem of Leisisa, because he's Mechuyev Adavar. The din of a bracha of a talisman, we're not Mechuyev Adavar, but Kokama that he's Mechuyev midin chinuch, then there's no problem. Rabbi Kiveg declares by a katan, what's the story of a katan just before his bar mitzvah? He had a suda, and he benches, and comes in the leil of Yud Gimel Shana, he turns 13, and he's still full. Is he mechuyev to bench or not? Is he mechuyev to bench or not? Why? What's the shayla? So the way that the Chazanish stels avek the shayla in Simon Chavches, Betzim brings down Kivegas also this topic, he says, really the shayla is, are you mechuyev al tzachila, in benching al tzachila, or al tzviya? Is it that once you have tzviya, the Torah is mechayev you, v'chalta v'savata, as long as you feel full, there's a chiyuv, kilu as if you just ate now, kilu as if you're getting the hana of the achila right now, and you're mechayev to bench, or no, that's the chiyuv is al tzachila. The sheer zman that it's nimshach is until a person feels that he's not tzavei anymore, but be'etzim an shir ikum, but be'etzim the chiyuv is al tzachila. If the chiyuv is al tzachila, the chiyuv is when he was a katan. But if the chiyuv is out to tzviya, you're right that he was tzavah for the first 45 minutes when he was a katan, but now he turned into a gadol, and he has a tzviya that should be mechayiv in midaraisa. Even if he benched beforehand, the benching only pater the chiyuv derabanan. Now he's a chiyuv derabanan. What's that?
Feeding tubes.
It could be that you need the tanai of achilo. and it could be that doesn't have a shir achila. You need the vachalta to get rid of a savata, but and it doesn't have a din of achila, but which l'chor should be the pashtas. But in a case where you had an achila, the shaila is what's the svia, what's the chiyuv berachas hamazon? Is it out to svia or is it out to achila? The Chazanish, he blabs tarachin. Kivega blabs tarachin. The Chazanish is noita. It's a fascinating Chazanish. Everybody wants to see it. And Simon Chofches brings riots from the Mon, but against the Shir equal. Lamaisi, he's Machriya. He's Metzadid. It sounds like he's Machriya. Blabs tarachin at the end. The Shirin Halachas brings it as Kilu Klar from the Chazanish. That he go Basar Shatachil. Amelie says, Gershon is Gari. You have the same thing. Which is probably half the time that a Ger. After a Ger is Gari. If he's still from Fumi beforehand, is he mechuyev to bench or not? If it's al tachila, he wasn't a bar chiyuva. If it's al tzviya, now he has tzviya. After he's ready bar chiyuva, he should have to bench. Inem zon that it's al tachila. It's just the chila, the chiyuv al tachila is nimshach afterwards. And remela, in such a case, Yitaka would not be mechuyev to. You're not mechuyev to bench. And that's how the Reb Chaim says Paskins Lamais and Shein Halachas, that in such a case Ataka, a person should not bench. And that is with regard to, and maybe the Gershon Hasgar would be the same thing. The Gershon Hasgar. You could eat a Kezayis again. Yeah, that's a good way out. Like this as well. You could have another Kezayis and get out of it. Question is, are you mechuyev adavar? Now that you be'etzem already benched, are you mechuyev to go ahead and wash again? In a case where you had a chiyuv and you don't know if you potted it, then it's much more of a chiyuv, the much more of a tzad, you should have to take another kezayis. But in this case, be'etzem you potted your chiyuv. The question is, maybe a new chiyuv started again. Maybe a new chiyuv started after you became bar mitzvah. Not pay that, there's no cheskes chiyuv here, l'chero. Not a kidan that maybe tasavi daraisa. He wanted an emo bring rise that the chiv is al tachila and memela you're not mechuyev badal. Chiv the one can't buy the chiv daraisa. No, mechuyev kolkama that you weren't mechuyev midaraisa at that time that the chiv. But you weren't mechuyev on a daraisa level. You weren't mechuyev. You only became mechuyev midaraisa after you benched. Klapi that benching didn't do anything for your chiv daraisa on the rabbanatik level. We'll see in a second. We're going to get to Kufta Design, a similar case at the end of Kufta Design. Kufta Design, Sif Aleph, the din of Tzirf Lezimun, Shnaim Shoch Lokech, Vagamu Boshi Shikalech, the Yemais Lumidi, Matan Lamechomine, Mistarf Badai, Vachai Vilita Leach, Vatay Shistarf Yemoim. This we saw the Gemara says the case of Shim Barachio, that he came to eat quickly after Rav and Shmuel already finished eating. And Rav says to him, what are you doing? Why are you eating? We already finished eating. You're not going to be able to eat Mistarf. Shmuel says, what do you mean? If they bring us more food, then. We could eat, we would eat. And Mameila was still considered in the middle of the Sudo. Now what does that mean? The Lashon of the Rif, and that's the Shulchan Aruch, what's it brings it down. Kol Heicha Dimaislu Midi Motsu Lemeicha Meneh. They're able to eat. What does it mean, able to eat? Halachically able to eat, or physically able to eat? Let's say you're stuffed to the gills. I can't put a morsel of food in my mouth. But halachically, I didn't say, Havlam Venivrich. Are you allowed to be Mitzaref or not? Says the Drisha, it's Pashit that it's telling halachically. If halachically you're still able to eat, then you're still in the middle of the Sudo. You can be Mitzaref. However, if you're stuffed at a gill and you're not able to eat, but you're still in the middle of the Suda, that's not going to make any difference. Even if you don't have any food, let's say you don't have any food to give him. You could eat. Ilu maisi li or delaya. Right? You don't have any food though. He says it doesn't make a difference. You're still in the middle of the Suda. It's a simon, it's not a sibo. The Mishabura path is not that way. Mishabura says no, like the Levush. You have to have the ability to eat. Kokami, you don't have the ability to eat, it would sound make almost that if there's no food here, maybe you wouldn't say that. Or no. As long, even if there's no food here, but theoretically, if you'd be able to be mastic food from somewhere else, you'd be able to eat, then we're considered as you're still in the middle of the Suda.
It's a theoretical case.
I presume that Rav and Shmuel could have gotten more food. He's saying that even a dessert we'd still eat. Something we'd still eat. But let's say Taka don't have the ability to get food. The Taka didn't bring the food, but they could have asked in the kitchen for more. They would bring us. What means that the Ramesh has no way to get any more food? Zero. They finished every last morsel of food. There was no food in the kitchen. There's no food. Rav and Shmuel, there's nothing left for them to eat. Maybe. Could be. Lamaisa Mishabura says that you don't have to have even a kezayis. You have to be able to have a ma'at. He brings on the Rambam, says kolshu. What's a kolshu? Let's say you have 1 granule of sugar. Is that a kolshu? Afilu ma'at. Where do you draw the line? We know afilu mashu atashir, right? But this is l'chor, we're talking about less than a kezayis. How much do you have? And afilu kolshu, says the Mishnah Berurah. L'chor, I don't know anybody, even the people that say I can't put another morsel of food down. L'chor, a morsel you'd be able to get down. L'chor, it's kamat, not shayach, according to Mishnah Berurah. Anything you'd be able to be able to eat would be considered as if you're still mitzarif. If it's not a morsel, then I don't know where you draw the line. A half a gezayis, rave of gezayis. Filo mashu, he says, kosher. L'chora. Ebazeh, then l'chora, in any time, a person would be able to be mitzarif. If it's achila gasa, if it's achila gasa, you don't have to make a bracha anyhow. You're still in the middle of it, doesn't have a shame achila, you're not in the middle of the suda. Klapei the suda. Mamash be achila gasa. I never heard that it would be a chila gas to have a granule of sugar, but I hear. Could be. Now, are the two people chayiv to wait for this third person? Were Rav and Shmuel chayiv to wait for Shimi Bar Chiyo? Were Mechayiv to wait for him? Or not? The Prima Gosm says that they don't have to be kaveya. They don't have to be, if they're able to say, we don't want to be kaveya with you. L'chora, that makes sense. This person didn't come until they were finished the Suda. They want a bench now. They have to wait for him. They didn't start together and they didn't finish together. So Mamela Lachar, there's no chiv to wait for this person. If they did wait for him, then they all finished together, they're benching together, then there's a chiv, like the Mishnah Berurah says, the Taka Mechuyiv, it's not a Rishus. But Lachar Lechatchila, they're not Mechuyiv to wait for him. They want to, there's an inning to be Mahadir Achar Zimun. Mamela Lechatchila, you should. But you're not Mechuyiv to, there's a mitzvah to, but you're not Mechuyiv to. Sif Beis, Tisha Shachul Dogam Echol Yachol Yerik, Mitzarif and Lahazkir Hashem. The halacha is that somebody that eats yerek is mitzarif to zimun. Now, is this din that he's mitzarif to zimun a chiyuv? It's a rishus? What is it? You mechuyiv to be mitzarif him? They didn't all eat pas. Is he mechuyiv to be mitzarif or not? Or could he just walk out? So the Prima Gondim says that the person that ate the yerek is not, can't be mechuyiv badavar if he doesn't have to bench. How can you tell him he's mechuyiv to be mitzarif if he didn't eat something which is mechuyiv and benching? Merely, Tzeis HaShulchan says, Kolkama, that he's not Mechuyiv Adover, then the other two also can be Mechuyiv Adover. Because they can't be Mechayiv, somebody's not Mechuyiv Adover in benching, so they can't be Mechuyiv themselves in Echanami. But in Echanami, there's an inning to be Mahadar if you could. Now, how much do you have to have? The Gemara says, Afilo Leitibu Lemar Mela Batsir, Leshasamay La Kreis Echod, Sheish Barivias, you have to have a Shir. Kezayis Yarek. Now, Lav Dafka Lechurro. You have to have a kezayis. L'chor mitzvara also. Kolkama, you didn't have a kezayis with an achilas pras. Then it doesn't have a shem achilo. Certainly, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't make a bracha achrino, and therefore you will not be able to mitzarif. So a person that wants to drink has to be careful to be mitzarif. He has to be able to drink a gedei shliyas revius. Mameila and Sif Gimel that it talks about being mitzarif. Somebody that drinks water. What's the halacha of somebody that drinks water? Mishnah Berurah says it's a suffix whether or not water, somebody drinks water is mitzarif. Maisa Machaber says it's not mitzarif. Magan Avram says it is mitzarif. What do you do with Lamaisa? Doesn't tell you. Chain b'sefer big deyesh, magan yibur, miskim le machaber, mechim mitzadeh b'sefer chem and moisha. The mashmois is that Mishnah Berurah is telling you not to be mitzarif in a case where a person drank water. Even though in the Bir Halacha he told you anytime you have a suffix, you're allowed to make a zimun of shloisha. So what's the problem? Here we have a machlekes apreiskim, whether or not water is mitzarif, water is not mitzarif. You should be able to make a zimun misafik. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you shouldn't be mizamin misafik. Maybe by him it's pashit, it's not considered a safik b'chol. Not clear. Lamaisa, what's included in what? And therefore, the mayim lezaini, chutz min hamayim, safik. You're right. It is talking about that, but the Tam of the Beis Yosef, which is the Tam of the Mechaber, is not because of Bracha. The reason why you're not able to say the Svara applies to three as well. Svara of the Beis Yosef applies to three as well. He says because you can't say Baruch Shachanu because we don't say Echliz B'chal Shkiyah because it's not Zayni. Chor is the Svara. He doesn't tell you ever that you're able to do by three. Maybe you can say that Mishnah Berurah with Taka, since you have a suffix by three, Taka Layim. most of the price when they bring it down, they bring it down regardless. They bring it down across the board. Maybe in Mishaburi Taki don't have a rhyme. Mishaburi don't have a rhyme. Lamaitza, that it seems from the Akhra of the Mishaburi, at least when it gets to 10, that water is not mitzdar. The question is, what's with everything else? What's with coffee and tea and seltzer and these type of things? So it seems the Machlokes HaPoskim, Rebbe Yashiv has a tshuva about it, in Kervitz Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Beis. He's mitzade that anything which is basically water-based is not considered, doesn't have chashivas, and therefore it would not be able to be mitzdar. That's how the bracha goes Allah HaLamayisa. The Aruch HaShulchan says not that way. He says, Mayim Mesukanim, Kmo Seltzer, and Lamanada, and these type of things. He says that you're able to be mitzdarif when you get to Zimun. I heard that from Berkowitz as well, that anything which is not, anything which has a little bit of flavor inside, you were able to be mitzdarif, coffee, tea, any of these types of drinks, even like Jump and Spring that are not really juice, contains no juice, or less than 5%. Is not considered, nevertheless, even though it's basically water and sugar, that's enough to be able to be mezamin. However, seltzer not. If the Vard is that it's not zayni, then it's not zayni, it's not going to help you, the fact that it has bubbles and it tastes kishmak. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to say not that way. La'alach l'maisa, it's hard for me to be machmer l'chora, at least for sure by three people, that bechlal waters the suffix in the first place. And the Mishnah Berurah says that any time that you have a suffix, you can be mezamin. Certainly in a case where you're adding on that it has a taste as well, l'chora there's much more of a tzad to be mekel. And I think that's the consensus of Reva the Paiskim is l'maisa, that kokama that you have any type of drink that has flavor inside, first of all it's zayni because it has other type of flavors inside, not just water, and it's more chashiv as well, and therefore you could be mitzdarif. What? Leaf flavor, if it's tea leaves, then you have some of the nutrients that are in the leaves. As long as it's not just water, then if a person made a mezaynis on tea, is it yaitze b'dievin or not? That's the shayla. The Shabura Paschim is a kama mekemes, that anything that you make a mezaynis on, you're yaitze, except for mayim v'melach. Because mayim v'melach are not zayni, Gemara says. It doesn't pass by many mezaynis. If you made a mezaynis on tea, are you yaitze b'dievin or not? We would be pasha that you are yitzah. We would be pasha that you are yitzah. Mitzukanim. He says seltzer himself. Maybe he doesn't mean seltzer like we know it. It's a seltzer lamanad. I don't know if it's two different things or one, because he brings down three different things there. The mashmois is that he's unless it means something else. I don't know if what there's such a word for seltzer in Yiddish. Huh? But he actually says the word. According to that, I think that's how Rebbe the Price can go, that it's midrabana, that you will be able to mitzdar of kokama, that you have some type of flavored drink, for sure coffee, ukedem. The last halach over here, Sif Dalin, is Chaverim shachol keachor, k'tasam achol k'day tzviyav, k'tasam lo yachol ala k'zayit, k'kulam yedil levarach mitzah, shivarach oisam shachol k'day tzviyav, yedil zachirim. The halacha is, if you have different people together that are benching, some ate k'day tzviyav on the mechuyim of the raisa, some didn't, you should get the people that are mechuyim of the raisa at the bench to be mighty to the other people. And the question is, why? For what reason should you ask somebody that's mechuyim of the raisa at the bench as opposed to other people? If there's a din arvis, then l'chura, you're able to be mighty as long as the person had a k'zayit, you should be able to be made to somebody else. Why do you need to get somebody else that's mechuyi badavar? This is a general question. Anytime you have two people, that you have somebody that wants to take a lulav, and he can't make a bracha for whatever reason, he can't make the bracha. He's hoarse, he can't make the bracha. So you can want somebody else to make a bracha for him. Is it better to get somebody that didn't make a netilas lulav yet? Or you could get just as well somebody that didn't make a netilas lulav? Is there any reason to be mad if somebody that wasn't yetzi yet up over somebody that wasn't yetzi? I was in the hospital once, Matzah Shabbos, and there's somebody going around making havdalah for everybody in every machlaka. The person goes with his cart, makes havdalah, goes down the hall, makes havdalah again, goes down the hall, makes havdalah again, goes down the hall, makes havdalah again, makes havdalah 40 times in half an hour. Is it better that one person just come out, I was there, I'll make havdalah for you. You're here in this machlaka, I didn't make havdalah, I'll make havdalah for everybody. Why is the same guy making havdalah 40 times? Or the talk is no difference. It sounds like from this machaber and the Shulchan Aruch, that you should rather get the guy that's mechuyim midaraisa to be mechuyim to somebody else. to mitzi everybody, and don't get someone telling you the rabbanon, even though the chayv is the din arvis. However, if you look at the Machatzis Shekel, Machatzis Shekel says the reason is to be choish for the shita sabahag. The bahag that Rashi brings down, the Rishonim bring down, is that somebody that only ate a kezayis can't be mighty, somebody that ate a kezayis tzvil. So lechatchila, to be choish for that shita, Memela the Rashi says, to have, you should have only somebody that ate a shear, somebody that ate a shear of, that is mechoyim b'daraisa. You could add on that there's also the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, v'chalta v'savota v'rachta, and even though the Rashi says, kenzayin is only din derabanan, the pashtus is, that it's a din deraita, that only somebody that ate could bench, and there's no din of arvis benegea to benching bechlal. It's not just a din derabanan. Kenzana deraita deklav. There's no din of arvis. Meilechatchilo to be chayshish for that. Lechatchilo to be chayshish that. Kumtais, whatever, however you learn it, it's only din benegea to berachas amazim. When it gets to tilas lulav, when it gets to tzitzis and whatever else other din, there would be no havdala. There would be no reason to ask somebody else that wasn't yaitse instead of asking somebody that what was already yaitse. What's that? Yeah, depending on how you learn shittas. Very good. Yeah, nechanami. Chur. By something by shittas, which is not a mitzvah, by mitzvah kiyumis, nechanami can zayin. Mitzaka, Rashi, ritual. You're right. A mitzvah kiyumis, nechanami, there would be a reason not to, as well. This last halacha, fascinating halacha of the Mordechai, that the Ramah says to be chayish for the chaschila. Yesh emrim she'en achayav levarach midaraisim leishasav utoiv lishtois vitoiv lizar lechatchila miktsas v'shotetet leishasav she'evarach mishashasav. The Mordechai is mechadish that we pass like Rameir that says v'chalta v'savoto v'savoto is shtio. And if a person ate and he didn't drink and he's thirsty, if you're not thirsty, you're not mechayiv to drink. If you're thirsty and you bench without drinking, then you're only mechayiv to rabbanan, you're not mechayiv to raisa. You have to first drink to be able to satisfy your thirst, to be able to mechoyiv midaraisa. What happened? Somebody asked me. Chaim Brim, shel Rav Eschayek. We know that Alpi the Rambam seems that a person shouldn't drink during the Suda. They don't drink till 2 hours afterwards, 20 minutes before and 2 hours afterwards. What do you do for such a... Does it change the halacha? Interestingly enough, Binyamin Zilber and Osnit Beru was asked this exact question, and he says the halacha is not going to change just because your doctor told you that you shouldn't drink water. The ma'aseh halacha is according to the shita, if you have to drink water and you're thirsty, and your doctor not yet to midah raisa, you only be yet to midah rabbanan. He says though, if for whatever reason the doctor told you, or you think it's just healthier, he says, even if your doctor didn't tell you, you think it's just healthier because you read Chaim Brim, and therefore you wanna not drink during the suda. He says you don't have to be makbul lechatchila on the tzarama because mitami abriyut. However, you're only going to be mechuyim midarabanan. You're not going to be mechuyim midaraisa. He says agav v'maimer musker. If you look, it's alpi the Rambam. The Rambam says the person shouldn't drink harbi mayim harbi v'seich hasuda if they're not mazuk. So he says first of all it's only a lot of water, and also if it's mazuk it's not a problem. And he says to have a coffee afterwards, to have something else afterwards, something like that. So it's not a problem. A little bit of water also. Not only that, El Yerabba says, it's Mechadish, that, Achidish, he says that even according to Mordechai, even if you're not, if you're still thirsty, if you drank, even if you're still thirsty, then you're Mechuyiv, then you're ready Mechuyiv with Araisa. That's not Ongan Amun according to everybody. The Chara, that's not the Pashtus, I would think. He downs on it himself. He says, in Kamachem Laharech, but he has what to be murder on the El Yerabba. However, so he says, Lechatchila, a person should drink even a little bit. You could be here to the Nechavis Arambam, and you'd still be able to get this Indian of being chayshish for the Ramah, at least according to that Chito. Now, what happens if a person benches? This is one of the questions on the. They ran out of petal in Beit Shaya. So it's Thursday and they served something which you had to wash on, and you want to go to somewhere else to get a drink afterwards. But you're not going to first go to somewhere else to get a drink. First you'll bench. You're not going to come back here afterwards. First you bench. Then you go to get a drink afterwards. So you benched. Then you went to Makom B'Shem, whatever one of these places. They're all Makom B'Shem. And you get a drink, and now you're not thirsty anymore. Question is, maybe now you became a chuyim b'daraisa, as they effect declared the chazanish. Maybe now you're a chuyim b'daraisa. Bethem the Mishabura says this when you get to somebody in Kufay Dalet. He says somebody that doesn't have a shir tzviyah, and he benches. Then he has another kezayis, and now he's saveh. He says you're a chuyim b'daraisa to bench. A chuyim b'daraisa to bench because now you're saveh. It's mitzaref before him. So what's the story over here? A person didn't drink, and he goes ahead and has a drink afterwards. It's not an uncommon case at all. Person that ran out of drink, he doesn't like petal. That's the simplest case. And you're not drinking water from the tap. So you can have, go get a Coke afterwards, whatever it is afterwards. That's much better than tap water. And you go ahead to have the Coke afterwards, and now you're Now you're not thirsty anymore. Did you just become mechuyev midaraisa? Because the benching that you benched before and was only a derabanadika benching. Didn't pater achiev. Now you have achiev deraisa. You have you're drinking together with your achila and you don't have a benching that paters it. Rabbi Yashiv was asked this question, and he says that according to the Chazon Ish, he says that the Chazon Ish is chelik on the Mishnah Berurah when you get to someone that has a kezayis afterwards. Since you benched already, somebody that eats not a shir sviya and has a and benches and then has a kezayis and he's full, he says they're not mitzarif together. Since you benched already, it's chadas, it's not mitzarif. But Meila, he says the same thing would be over here. It wouldn't be mitzarif, and therefore it's not a problem. However, lechatchila, he says a person should be nizar to drink before him. And that's how Reb Chaim says in Shein Alochas, that a person shouldn't put themselves in that amatzev. Don't get that amatzev in the first place. Especially over here, it's not so partial, you have hezchadas. Even though you benched, but you know that you're going to drink afterwards, it's not so partial that it's not being mitzarif. The whole part is that you benched beforehand, in between, so therefore it's not going to be mitzarif. Here your das was to be mitzarif, both of them. You just don't have water over here, so you're going to drink it somewhere else. Therefore, lechatchila, one should not do this. Lamaisa, a person shouldn't do this, lechatchila. If you're not thirsty, there's no problem whatsoever. But if you're mamish thirsty and you're planning on drinking out, if you're not planning on drinking afterwards, it's also not a problem. In the case where you're planning on drinking afterwards, just you're going to bench first before you get the drink, it's better to get the drink first. And what?
You can go somewhere else. You can go, let's say, you raise shot, you can go somewhere else.
Oh, so what should you do, Lamaisa? So unfortunately, we didn't learn the halachas of Shini Mokim and leaving other people and making shamer of a chulo and what you should do in Lamaisa. What do you do in such a case? Take a little bit of bread with you just in case. So if you have. We have to see what we have to do. Let's go find Ches. Stay tuned. Be'ez Hashem. Halavai. Now, what's one last halacha? Do you have to drink? I saw that the Rav Steinman Claret. Somebody asked me this question as well. Is it din in drinking? Let's say a chicken soup. Din in drinking? Chicken soup works for this or it doesn't work for it? You have a food that has water and liquid together. Is that, are you mechuyev midaraisa now or not mechuyev midaraisa? How does it work? Or as well. Excellent. I'm not sure the answer to the question. And his third question was, does Kiddush that you had before the Suda include as well as not? Or it has to be Dafka Techa Suda? Now the Shaila is like all like your aunt Bimayer, and that is, what's the difference what you drank or you didn't drink? Let's say you had soup, and soup is not considered a drink. Are you thirsty then, or are you not thirsty? If you are thirsty, then Machnish Tais what you had beforehand. If you aren't thirsty, then it doesn't make a difference if you had soup or you didn't have soup. At the end of the day, it's not totally in really whether or not you had a drink or you didn't have a drink. It's telling you whether you're thirsty or not thirsty. If at the end of the day you're not thirsty, then you're mechuyev midaraisa. If you are thirsty, then you're not mechuyev midaraisa. That should be the same.